Hi, everyone. It's Camille. Welcome to another episode of Thinking of You, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. Today's question actually relates back to something we covered in episode 6. In that episode, I talked about midterm surveys in online classes, how I do them, why I think they're useful, and some of the questions that I include on my midterm survey. I tend to use a platform called Typeform, which is similar to SurveyMonkey. I think it's a little bit easier to use and a little bit prettier. So Heidi wrote to me and asked, if I use Typeform to create the survey, is there a way to embed it in Canvas, or do you just email it to the students separately? Heidi, this is a great question. And the answer applies whether you decide to use Typeform or SurveyMonkey or any other similar surveying methodology. You can use Microsoft Forms, this type of thing. I do not like to use the surveying option within Canvas because I think that the data analysis is cumbersome. You have to download a whole Excel spreadsheet just to see what students have said, and it's just not handy. So here's what I do. If I'm using Typeform, you could do the same thing for SurveyMonkey or Microsoft Forms or whatever else you're using. I create the survey, and I don't have to create it from scratch every trimester. There's in any of these, there's just a button where you can duplicate a survey that you've already done. So I duplicate it, I rename it for the current trimester. I look through to make sure everything I'm asking is still something that I want to be asking. I often tweak a few things, add a new question, take out a question where I don't really need to know the answer to that anymore, and so forth. And then it will give me either an option to embed it or a link to it. I usually just do the link because that way, when I transfer my Canvas course over to the next trimester, I don't have to embed a whole new form every time. All I have to do is just change one link. So I set this up in Canvas as an assignment, and it will say, explain a little bit about the survey, why I hope they'll take it, that it's optional, and that it's anonymous. And then I will say, in order to take the survey, please click here. And that way, in all the rest of my content, like in my weekly announcement or my list of what to do this week, I can just link to the assignment and not to the survey. And so every trimester, I only need to change one individual link, which is that one link inside the assignment. And all the other links are correct because they're just pointing to the one assignment that is midterm survey. Does that make sense? So that's how I manage the logistics so it's easiest for me. Now, the next question is, if you did want to give them some extra credit or other type of acknowledgement for doing the survey, you have to find a way to do that because it's anonymous. You don't have a way to track, and you don't want a way to track who has filled it out because then you're not going to get responses that are as genuine as if they truly are feel like you don't know who's saying what. So this is what I do. I think it's a somewhat crude workaround, but it works for me. So I post the assignment and then I say, hey, it's totally anonymous. I don't have a way to know you did it. But if you want extra credit for doing it, you can just type a short sentence in the assignment text box that says, hey, Camille, I did the survey. And if you do that, I will just automatically give you your point or two of extra credit. That way, when I open up the survey, I usually get a whole bunch of responses right away. And so I'll have, 15, 20 people who say, hey, I did it. I don't have a way to match up who responded to which part. Sometimes they will tell me. They will actually give me some personal individual feedback in the form where most people just write, yes, I did it. They'll be like, yes, I did it. I'm loving the class and I wish you would change this or whatever. That's fine. But generally speaking, if you just have them report, hey, I did it, and you only leave it open for a certain period of time, there's not going to be a way to know who filled it out unless you're keeping a very close eye on who submitted their survey when versus who filled in the assignment when. It's totally up to you. If you really wanted it to be completely 100% anonymous, then you just wouldn't be able to give them any kind of credit for doing it whatsoever. Another option, I suppose, is that you could just set up a quiz where it could say, here's the link to the survey. When you've done the survey, come back here and check, yes, I did it. And it will automatically assign points. So that would be another option that you could use. All right. So hopefully that answers that question. If anybody has any other questions about the midterm surveys or the logistics or anything like that, you are welcome to email me, thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com. And I wanted to wrap up today by just sharing a personal experience. I'm actually taking a pottery class right now. This is one of my New Year's resolutions. I wanted to do something artistic and creative and out of the house with other adults who are not my children and with whom I don't work. So I took a pottery class. It's a mixed level pottery class, throwing on the wheel for anyone from beginners to more experienced people. All right, so there are 8 spots in this class, and there are only 2 of us who are brand new to pottery. Maybe there's 3, but anyway, there's only a small handful who are total beginners. I have done some hand building in high school, which was a certain number of years ago, but don't really have any experience on the wheel. And here's what I want to tell you and why I think it's relevant to teaching. It is so hard. We're just trying to center the pot on the wheel. And the people who have had classes before, it takes them, 30 seconds, a minute, maybe 2 to get their pot centered. And then they can start making it into something that looks like an actual piece of pottery. We're on the second 2-hour class and I still can't center. And I have to say that being a total beginner, being new at something and finding it really hard has been so good for me because I really am going through all of the mental steps that I see my students go through. Like, this is so hard. I should do something else. I don't think I'm cut out for this. I just don't have the knack for it. This is too hard. I just want to give up. Why am I paying money for this class? Especially because I'm doing it for fun and there's no reason that I have to be there and so forth. And I see that in my students. And it's so good for me to just be in a place where I realize that it is okay. One of the best things our instructor did when he was introducing the concept of centering in these initial steps was he said, you know what? And he's a professional potter. He, you know, sells his pieces all over the country and so forth. But he said, you know what? When I first learned how to use the wheel, it took me the entire first session just to learn how to center. And everybody else, I was the last person to get it. And just having that piece of knowledge that it didn't come easy at first, and that now it's super easy for him. He just has the feel for it. Going through those steps where you trust that doing it over and over again, even though it's hard, even though you don't get it and everyone else gets it, that eventually you trust that you will get the feel, your body will find out what it needs to do, your mind will find out what it needs to do, and you will be able to do it. You just have to get through that hard part. It's been so helpful for me because I know how many of my students are there too. And it's, first of all, renewed my intention to be very gentle with my students, to recognize that many of them, especially who are beginners, who are career changers, who are older, and so forth, that many of them are in a very tender place when they're learning something brand new to them that they're not sure they can do. And also to provide a lot of evidence that the more you work at it, the better it is, that not everyone is good at this, that not everyone gets it the first time, and it doesn't mean that you won't. So I thought I'd share that for you in case it helps you as well. I hope you have a great week, and I will look forward to talking to you next week.